This episode was brought to you by PharmD. Do you enjoy whiskey? Join Q, mixologist of PharmD, at the Poet's House in Florence, South Carolina on Saturday, February 1st at 6:30 as she takes you on a journey of Black-owned whiskey brands. While there, you will enjoy delectable small bites while identifying the essence of various whiskey brands in your complimentary Glencairn whiskey glass. Visit PharmDDrinkDoctor.com to secure your ticket.
Entertainment and heated discussions. The DJ Blaze radio show starts now.
Welcome back to another episode of the DJ Blaze Radio Show podcast. It's your boy Be Easy.
It's your girl Corey.
It's your boy L.
You can find us everywhere you get your podcast for free. L.
Yo, yo.
Oh, my bad.
You good?
How are you?
Good, man. Good, man.
Word. Wonderful.
How are you, black man?
I'm fantastically well.
My brother.
Ain't that what Andre 3000 said? No, that was, what you call it? Anyway, Corey, how are you?
I'm cooling.
You cooling?
I'm cooling.
You getting that mic a little closer?
Yeah, man. Don't act like a bump on a log.
It wasn't me.
Really?
Nah, you know. We're here.
Okay.
You
know
what? Get them
guns
jokes.
Just blazing.
You doing all right?
I'm good.
How was y'all's week?
Good, man. It was good. It was short.
Oh, because how many days did you go to work?
Shoot, I went to work 2 days.
2 days? So y'all was out Friday too?
No, they went back Friday.
Y'all out Monday, Tuesday?
Monday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Y'all went to work Tuesday.
Let me see. Can I tell y'all?
I was just saying because my son is in school too, you know?
We went to work. We went to school Monday.
Okay.
No, y'all didn't.
No, we didn't because it was the holiday.
It was Martin Luther.
Martin Luther King. So we went Tuesday.
Luther?
Yeah. Martin Luther King.
He's clean. Martin Luther King clean.
So yeah, we was out Wednesday and Thursday. So we only worked 2 days. It was good.
Sound familiar.
It was 2 days.
How about you? How was your week?
It was cool.
That's it.
Yeah. Nothing major to report.
My week was it was cool, but I only worked 2 days.
Oh man, you had it. Oh, because the same reason. The weather?
Yeah, because they closed the ports. The port I had to go to Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Oh. And then, like, either Wednesday night or Thursday night. One of them nights, my heater stopped working. Because that motherfucker was working overtime. And it was, like, 58 in here. Which, I mean, you know, throwing a sweatshirt, sweatpants, and, you know.
A triple fat goose?
58?
58 is cold.
No, it's not.
In the house? Yes.
No.
Sitting still? Watching TV?
58 is cold in the house.
It's if you got clothes on, it's and then, you know, I got in my room, blankets, whatever, so got my guy here to fix it. Then I start having electrical problems, so. Yeah.
Is money, it fixed yet?
More money.
What? The heater?
Yeah.
You can't, it ain't warmer? It's kind of cold in here?
I'm always cold.
She wouldn't know. She got her own personal heater.
Ooh. Oh, hate.
I mean, I didn't know we
Why
was able
are we
to.
Why mad?
Nah, I didn't know we was able what, to what, request certain
what,
things.
What would you want to
I
request?
I didn't request.
What would you want to request?
Green M&Ms.
I did not request. I'm just always cold. Y'all be seeing me with my jacket on.
So caring.
He's observing. He's like, look, it's cold in here today. She really going to be cold.
Hey.
What?
He better not be seeing talking about.
Oh, my God.
I ain't going to finish what I'm going to say, but you know what I'm saying.
I don't see nothing.
Yeah.
I don't see nothing. I don't see nothing. I'm not observing nothing.
Unbelievable.
Hey, you better not be observing nothing. You gonna turn me into Colonel Stinkmina?
Oh,
what you gonna do, nigga? What you gonna do?
I watched that episode yesterday.
For real?
Which one?
Yes.
When he came back?
Oh, the first one. The first one with him.
Yeah,
I watched the one when he came back, and he was in Tom, in the courtroom.
Mm-hmm. I gotta. I'm going working my way through. I'm on season two now, so it's a lot like stuff like that. I kind of remember that, but.
Yeah, once you go over it again, you'd be like, oh. Because yeah. There's a couple things I wrote down. I know we kind of talking past what we get ready to do, but I guess another week or so we're going to do the top five.
I mean, if I'm out of work again for another week, definitely. Shit.
Well, let's do the top five Boondocks episodes.
Yeah, it's coming up soon.
Coming soon.
In a couple weeks, yeah. What did y'all watch this week? Because I missed that last week. Since everybody been...
I didn't really watch anything. I watched something, but I turned it off because it was trash.
I don't
remember what it was. But I didn't really watch anything. You know, I'm watching Sopranos still.
How far along are you on Sopranos?
Third season.
Oh, yeah. How many seasons was Sopranos?
Four.
Oh, it was only four?
No. It was six.
Oh, it was six seasons.
Yeah, because six, they did a split. And you know how they broke it up. This is when they first started breaking the whole season up.
Oh, and then taking a break and then coming back.
Yeah, taking a break and coming back, yeah. But I've been on that a lot. And Yellowstone.
I ain't got on the Yellowstone.
What? Yeah, Yellowstone's
good. I heard it was all right, but, you know.
Yeah, it's a good one. It's a good one.
What about you?
I binged watch XO Kitty.
What is that?
It's
that anime?
No, it's a teen drama, but it's a it's
Korean. Come on, the CW?
No, Korean Netflix.
Oh,
they film in Korea, but it's an American show.
It's American people.
Yeah,
and
but majority of the characters are Korean, but the main actress, she's Korean American, but she's from here.
Oh, it's subtitles?
No,
dubbed.
No, it's English. Everybody speak English.
Oh,
mm-hmm. Wow.
But they film it in Korea.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Because it's just a story.
Some of them, the only one of those type, well, it's not, it ain't the same though. But like when it's, because Korea got a lot of like good shows apparently, mm-hmm. and movies, yeah, and stuff. But a lot of that stuff be dubbed.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the dubs, I can't watch it.
Rather just read the subtitles.
Like Squid Game is the, first one I really could watch, and that was dubbed like that, mm-hmm. but you know.
So and I saw that new movie with Kiki Palmer and SZA.
What's it called?
Something Friends?
No, Just One of Them Days. Yeah, saw that too.
Was it good?
It was good.
Was it like a little over the top, like Girlfriends? What was that one? Girls Trip?
Kind of like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of was.
A little bit.
Yeah.
But. More, it reminded me of kind of like Insecure mixed with, like you said, Girlfriends.
No, Girls. Is it Girls?
Girls Trip. Girls, I meant. Trip. Girls Trip. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And mixed in with like one of them white boy buddy comedies.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like a Van Wilder. What's the movie? Harold and Kumar type stuff.
Yeah.
It reminded me of all of them mixed in together.
Yeah, and it looks like that. I didn't watch it, but yeah. The previews I've seen. Is it good though?
It was good.
Is SZA naked?
No, but she show her body.
Yes. Amazing.
Like
body.
You can see her curve.
Yeah, I'm gonna watch it today.
Yeah, I was looking at SZA. I was like, she fine as hell.
You go to the movies to see it?
A movie at the house.
Go to the movies to see it. Spend that dollars.
Why?
We need it.
It's in the movies?
Yeah, it's in the movies.
Oh, I thought it was like a Netflix or
It was a movie.
Oh, for real?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll be watching at home.
Yeah, that's why we don't got nothing now. And they was watching it at home. Y'all know me, I'll be watching stuff. Abbott Elementary is back. So I didn't mention that last week, but
You did.
I mentioned Abbott Elementary last week?
Or if not last week, the week before.
Week before.
Yeah.
Now
you say it's back.
They took a break.
This is like the third time you said that.
Yeah, they've been taking breaks.
You talking about season five?
Yeah, it's a new season. It started last week.
Oh, so how long is the break? Is it like quick?
I know they didn't. Maybe they took like a break after Christmas or something like that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean the hiatus that TV shows be doing?
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Oh,
okay, okay.
Night Agent is back.
What is that?
It's a show on Netflix about a guy. He's a night agent.
Young white kid?
Yeah.
Oh, he's he was actually an ExoKitty.
Really?
Yeah, because he and his love interest, they had their own movie series.
In the show?
No. It was the movie series first. The TV show is actually a spinoff from that movie.
Oh, the movie series.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's back.
I don't know why I can't get his name in my head right now.
It's not big.
Right there.
Amongst
the young girls, he is.
Really?
Yes. That nigga?
White girls?
Noah Centineo, something like that.
Oh, so he's
known.
He might be on that list then. No, Centineo's, he might be Italian.
What do you mean? What list?
The Trump list.
No, he's Italian.
Oh, okay.
Damn.
Landman, since you watched Yellowstone.
Yeah, I didn't start it yet, dude.
Landman is good.
So if you like that, then
that's what I hear.
Same tip as Yellowstone.
Yeah. Landman is, it's almost over the top, but I don't know. It's good though. I like it.
Yeah.
I like it. And The Agency. I've been watching that. Yeah, just one of them days I saw that. And then Jamie Foxx got a new movie with
oh, that's the one I shut off.
Cameron Diaz. It's called Back in Action. That shit was good.
Man,
no. How far did you get?
All the way to when they was chasing them past the scene at the gas station. I got a good ways. But just the chemistry of them together, they should have played like just buddy cops. They should have played a husband and wife, I think. Their chemistry wasn't the same. They look like friends.
Mm.
Yeah.
I wasn't looking for that part.
I got to watch it.
No, just watching it.
I only seen clips.
I mean, you kind of know. I think you should. There is a twist in that movie, and you're not going to catch it. Nobody's going to figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
But it's kind of predictable.
Everything. All the way down to the kid eating the candies in the back seat, the Mentos.
Don't tell it. I mean, she's not.
It's nothing big. It's a scene where the kid's eating Mentos, and he puts the Mentos like behind the seat compartment. You know, and later on they end up have to use the Mentos. But
see, that's the part. Remember when I said don't tell it?
I mean, hey,
that's telling it.
Whatever. That part is gonna be so quick and fast, like you're not even. It didn't spoil nothing.
But they're gonna look for it now. But anyway,
look for the Mentos.
I watched it last night, and it is what it is. I mean, you ain't pay no money for it.
Yeah,
it's good. Right. It's good action. It's a good action movie.
I'm surprised you liked it, man. I'm surprised
because it ain't billed as like the best thing ever. Like you know what I'm saying? It's just a.
I think he should have. This is his first. Movie since his break.
That came out?
His break.
No, what you call it came out?
What?
They cloned Tyrone.
That was kind of during it.
You mean that he shot since?
Yeah.
It probably is.
I think he should have did more of a serious comeback.
Oh, my bad, CL.
Yeah, you heard it.
Yeah, I heard it that time.
And he talked into the can.
I can't help but go ahead.
But yeah, I think you should have done something more serious, like a law-abiding citizen. You know, a serious Jamie Foxx action role.
How many?
Why? Explore?
It just gives me a. It gives me a feel that he might not be him.
He do more of them type of roles than the serious Jones though.
Huh?
He do more of the comedy.
Yeah, he's never done comedy serious a lot.
Yeah, he do more of them than the serious.
Eh, no, he don't.
Yeah, he do.
Name two.
The vampire movie.
What vampire?
The one that had Snoop Dogg in it. That was on Netflix.
Okay.
You never saw that one?
I forgot
what it was called, but he was like a vampire hunter, and he had a baby.
Oh yeah. That was
kind of comedy.
Was comedy, yeah.
This one. They cloned Tyrone.
That wasn't comedy.
That was comedy. His character was that was more comedy than anything. It was like a satirical type Jones.
I guess. When I say comedy, I'm thinking of.
You think of life?
No, I'm thinking of like when Harry meets Sally, and you know,
that's a romantic comedy.
Yeah, rom com.
Yeah, this most of his movies aren't serious movies. Like he'll do the Law Abiding Citizens or the Rays, or you know what I'm saying. He'll have a few of them sprinkled in, but for the most part, his stuff is like this to me. What's the one where he had the tattoo in the back of his head? Baby Driver.
Mm-hmm. But that was crazy.
Yeah, that wasn't his movie though, right? Oh, he wasn't in a good amount.
He was the villain.
He was?
Yeah, he was the main villain.
Okay.
He turned like.
Yeah, so maybe he will, because I think he got like a, he did the, what was the power, the one with the girl?
Yeah. The superpowers.
Yeah, I think a power C or some shit.
Dang, I can't think of the name.
Power drink? I don't know.
Supercell?
Supercell. No. He wasn't Supercell.
That's not Supercell.
Supercell was the show in Britain.
Project Power.
I guess that's
I miss his jawhead and. What was the president one?
You know.
White House Down?
White House Down.
Nah, the one that better than all of them. I don't care what a motherfucker say. What's that movie where there was overseas? He was like CIA type dude. And they.
Not Sleepless.
No. And it was like some terrorist shit happened. And he was over there. And they were trying to find the guy who made the bombs.
I look.
Nah. What's the name of that movie? They screaming at the podcast right now.
Okay.
The Kingdom.
Kingdom, yeah. But yeah, that was like a Jawhead. You seen Jawhead?
Yeah.
That was like that on that kind. That was real good. That was
actually a really good one.
Yeah, that was I think one of his best.
Anytime that movie is on, I'm watching that motherfucker.
That and Stealth.
Stealth was horrible.
Nah, but I don't know. It was something about it. I think it was a step beyond where we was at the time.
I thought you were a movie snob when you said you didn't like this new movie, Back in Action. But now you took your snob level back down to a regular person when you said you like Stealth.
I did. That was, DVDs just became big and it had surround sound. That's one of the best
DVDs. Oh, you like the production value, yes. Not the movie itself.
Yes. Yeah, I get okay. that movie.
All right.
It's like the jet noises and stuff, you know.
Okay. Well, one thing won't be making any more noise is, that's a bad segue.
I know what you're going to say, too. Go ahead, walk it out, man.
Damn. Y'all going to hell.
I'm a two-step out of that motherfucker. And that's all the puns we got for that, because he ain't got no more songs. Shout out to DJ though. He had, what?
Sheesh.
He gonna walk it when he died. I mean, he walking it out with a Usher.
I wonder if they gonna do that dance, like, you know, in New Orleans, how they be.
No, second line. Yeah.
I wonder if they gonna.
Nah, they might do his dance, the walk it out dance.
Yeah, I wonder if they gonna do
that. They can do the walk it out dance. Yeah, sorry, y'all.
We in rare form today.
Yeah. DJ Unk has passed.
Acting like New Yorkers for real right now. Look.
I got a hat on.
Paper planes.
Yeah, this ain't paper plane. Oh, I got a shirt.
Yeah.
Shout out to Ho. He passed on the 20. What day did he die?
I think it was like 2 days ago. What's today?
26. Either way, he died. He was 43.
Yeah.
That's they say he was dealing with some unspecified health issues since 2009. I know I read in one article where it said that he passed out of something, and they thought he might have had like a might have been a heart attack.
Oh man.
So I guess he's been dealing with that for a while. You know him from Beat Down Your Block. Beating Down Your
Remember
Block,
that?
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Walk It Out.
Walk It Out. I think Walk It Out was probably his biggest one because of that movie.
Yeah, it was in the dancing movie.
What was that? That wasn't You Got Served. That was the other dancing movie.
The one with Chris Brown?
Yeah.
Oh, God, I'm sorry.
Stomp the Yard.
That's what it was.
Yeah, when he came down.
You can come in. You can chime in. She's just letting us die over here.
She just sat there and was like, yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, let's watch these niggas die. Oh, okay. Oh, because of his joke?
Hey.
I didn't laugh on the mic.
Yeah, on the mic.
Don't have me.
His face lit up, though. He's like.
I'm trying to be. I'm team player. And then his other track, Two Step.
A Two Step. I think they played both of those songs on that. Because
both of those songs got remixed a lot. And he had a whole lot of stars on that.
Yeah.
They say his songs was featured on NBA 2K9. So I don't think he might not have died broke. I don't think he died broke, because them songs was pretty big.
They were big. But yeah, they were big in, what was that, 2010? 2012, probably. That was a big song, though.
Well, Walk It Out came out in 06.
Walk It Out was still being used in movies today.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, anytime, like, it's girls and they got to go to a party or get ready, you'll mm-hmm. hear his song in the background. Especially when they walk, like, in the club or something.
Older women.
Yeah.
Like, in their 40s. That's crazy in their 40s.
Not Meryl Streep.
She's Streep. Yeah.
Oh, it's not Streak?
No, Charlemagne.
Hey, if Charlemagne do it too, then I mean.
No, because he can't talk.
Please.
You know something this nigga says, and he says it right when he just talking, but when he reads it, he says it wrong.
What?
Gentlemen. So he'll say ladies and gentlemen, or he'll say gentlemen this, that, or gentle, or whatever, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But when he reading it, he'll say gentlemen.
I mean, this.
Who messes that up?
But
Charlemagne.
There's certain words people can't say.
But he says it right certain times.
When he's saying it, but.
If he's reading it, he'll say gentlemen.
He's a little different, then.
Yeah. But shout out to DJ Unk. I'm sure your family will miss you. Condolences to him and his family. And that leads us to our emails, y'all. First one is from DJ Highstar.
Highstar.
Shout out to Highstar from Carolina Sports Talk.
What up?
Shout out to him and Big Cliff. And it's entitled Walk It Out. He says, You're. What up, y'all? How's it going? Before I begin, RIP DJ Unk. Not sure of any details, but we've been losing a lot of folks from our era. That's because you're old, my nigga. Shout out to Corey Cantrell.
He told me well, he was scheming. Yeah. I was beaming. The beamer just a beaming.
Yeah, he put LMA in like 7 O's. I was crying at that impression. He said, my man be easy and the B is for basketball. Now the B was for bench Sunday because I did not play. They're like, B, you want to go in? I was like, nah, I'm good. Go ahead.
You didn't play Sunday?
No, I ain't played Sunday.
Did y'all lose?
Why? The team was looking so good?
Nah, we was all right, but I just ain't, nah.
I didn't feel like playing
Sunday. Did y'all win? Did y'all lose?
No, we lost Sunday. We won yesterday, though. We won by like 12 yesterday. So.
Oh, yeah. How you didn't tell us?
I just did.
No, I'm talking about beforehand.
So my stat line, I played.
Like how was, when we was talking about our weeks and stuff. I was boiling.
I pre-read the email, so I knew we was going to talk about it in the email. So yeah, so you know what I'm saying? I played like 10 minutes, you know what I'm saying? Had one foul.
How many points?
One foul and one turnover.
All right.
How many points?
Wait, you had a turnover?
I ain't took a shot.
Oh, okay.
Huh? Damn. Yeah, I had a turnover. But I had a foul, though. I fouled the hell out of that. I realize I play a little bit more aggressive playing out there than when I normally play, like, pickup. I'm more nice because niggas got to go to work. But out here, I be like, man, fuck it. I'm a foul. If I'm going to earn my foul, I'll knock that white boy down. He was like, damn. And slid.
Big black guy right there.
Everybody's big and black out there.
So, oh, really?
Yeah.
Pause.
He said, I listen to the Music Jones podcast regularly. I usually don't like hearing stories twice, but bro, you explaining on both podcasts was fantastic. I'm kind of a professional.
You recycling stories?
I mean, it's my life. Can I tell my life to my listeners and his listeners?
Oh, okay.
You tell stories twice on different podcasts?
Nope.
I know why. Salute. I don't want to say it.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Nah, I'm trying to be nice. Salute to you for staying active and hooping, though, albeit against Pro-Am, YNs, and all. Yeah, some of them, this nigga tried to dunk yesterday. Oh, my God. He missed it, though. Corey sounded like Meg Thee Stallion with her Chinese last week.
Chinese?
Yes.
You spoke in Chinese?
Ni hao ma.
Oh.
But
when I was talking about Shang Ho Shu.
Yeah.
Concussions.
And we was like, that ain't no word, remember?
Oh, the yeah, TikTok, yeah, yeah. Because you was on red note.
Wang Wang Pi Shu.
You on red note still?
Yes.
Is it still rocking?
It's still good.
So you're not going to get, you're not going to go back on TikTok?
Yeah.
Is that Chinese?
Red note is lit.
Really?
It's lit. I'm learning. Like, it's very educational in many different ways. So I mean, it's the same threat that they were saying TikTok had. So
tell me about this. They got a thing where they're saying sales for iPhones gone up on eBay.
They were saying
50,000 and stuff like that.
People, I don't know why you would do that though. Like, these are the people that really don't pay attention to the news and shit like that. So some people, when TikTok went down, people deleted TikTok from their phone.
Yeah.
Okay.
So now for some reason they can't download it again, like back on their phone. So people are buying the phones with that previously had TikTok, and that's what it is. So
I wish I found somebody. I got a couple devices with TikTok on it if y'all need it.
Well,
it's not 50,000 either. I let it go.
Like if it's I want to say a 13 or higher, a 14 or higher, whatever. They were saying that like they selling for like $2,000-$3,000.
Yeah, I'll let mine go for $1,000.
I don't. That's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, I'm trying to find my Chinese friend, get some stuff from out there.
Yeah. Hair.
No.
Chinese don't.
I don't know. No. But you know, something just less black. It seems like you got some things towards me today. Hair? Because I'm a black girl?
No, because all Chinese.
Because I want hair?
No, all Chinese people own hair stores?
No, that's Koreans.
And that's out
here. Don't let me even
say
that.
They're not doing that out there in their home country.
Oh, so? Okay.
They ship it. But I'm just saying.
They all looking like
find,
you. Huh?
Look, I'm the bad guy now.
I'm going to find a Chinese friend and get some stuff from out there.
With it.
Especially the stationery. Man.
Okay.
he says Boondocks are officially second that. Okay, we're going to do that in a couple weeks. Big weekend of football. I'm rooting for Jaden Daniels this weekend. There are mad people not rooting for Taylor Swift and the Chiefs, and I can't blame them. I know what it is.
Why?
People get tired of like people winning. They start hating it like when people like so good. Mm-hmm. And they look for anything, but I don't really care who win. I do want Jaden Daniels to go to the Super Bowl, though.
Why are they talking about Taylor and her man?
I have no idea. Because Taylor winning, he winning, they been winning.
Damn, that's all why y'all mad at them? They just
doing their job.
They doing what they do best.
Yep.
Yeah?
He says, I attended the Baby B-Day bash this weekend. No, this week. It was Wednesday. He said, I'm old as shit. Show started at 7. I was ready to leave at like 9. Best performers were certainly Boosie, 50, besides the baby. I think this must be where Trap Dickie was with 50.
Oh, yeah. And
backstage.
And
with Wallow and Gilly.
Yeah.
I was wondering why all it was. One thing they did was play the TV track behind them. And actually performed the lyrics. Most of them younger acts disappointed me with how they performed the track playing. Performed with the track playing. Tusi and Stunner for Vegas had the worst performances to me by far. I always think about when Jay-Z was going to perform God Did at the Grammys and he told him to play the instrumental / TV track behind his damn 6-minute long verse. What y'all thoughts on it? Y'all seen Jay-Z do that before with like they started playing it. He was like in concert and it was the one with the words. He was like, nah, I don't need the words. You know what I'm saying? Play my instrumental shit. But
oh, he said that during the concert?
Yeah, he stopped the song, yeah. Toots and Stunner for Vegas. I don't know none of them niggas.
I didn't know Stunner for Vegas was still, you know, popping like that.
He do reggae?
He's the light skinned one that used to be with the baby. Tall, skinny.
How old is this person?
He's
30
something.
I never noticed anybody else with the baby.
You have.
I'm telling you, I haven't.
All right.
I don't remember the baby running around like he was in the Scooby Doo video.
He was in that video, I think, with him.
That's it. I mean, I don't remember. I've only seen his video like one time.
Oh, okay.
The one with the arms. The
big arms. Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. This had to be the thing with Trap Dickie was at with 50 and all of them. But anyway, he said, lastly, I don't know if y'all rock with DJ Academics. Nope. But the nigga was on the live chat talking real weird to a 15-year-old boy. Nigga might have took it too far this time. I've despised this nigga for a minute now, so all this demise is sweet. Also, this top five guy got arrested again. Top five guy got arrested again. Fucking clown life is great. What top five guy?
I am pulling it up right now.
Top five guy. Is that the YouTuber guy?
I don't know. But I know DJ. I saw Corey
something.
Mm-hmm. Oh. I saw the thing with DJ Academics. A little piece of it, but I didn't want to. The boy was kept telling him he 50, and he was like, so if he was asking him something about if you were someplace with some guy and something, and the guy said, let me fuck you, you wouldn't let him fuck you, and then.
What?
Yeah.
He said that to a 15-year-old.
And the kid was
boy?
Like, what? He was like, I'm 15. I saw that part, and I was like, what the fuck? I'm not watching this shit. And then I read the comments, and people was like, nah, he done, whatever. Like, through me reading the comments, mm-hmm. The kid kept saying, I'm 15, like, you know.
Lay off,
yeah. Because I think they were playing a video game or something like that.
So, Toronto rapper top five arrested following gun investigation.
Oh.
On a gun charge.
So, he's a rapper.
Toronto rapper?
Mm-hmm.
He don't count.
Yeah, I don't know who that is.
Only
you
America.
You know, I've noticed DJ Highstar, in his emails, he gloats about people dropping off the face of the earth. I'm noticing a trend in his emails.
Yeah.
He be like, yeah, this person, fuck that nigga. I'm glad. Oh, yeah, leading it to his demise. Uh-huh. Yes, I'm happy they're failing. You know what? I hope that this person lose too. Uh-huh. It's just like, woo.
And if you ever around him, he don't give that kind of vibe.
So he vents here.
Yeah, thank you for. Well, I guess we your
we his therapist.
We your therapist, yes.
Mm-hmm. He vents here.
Yep.
I mess with it.
Yeah.
All good.
And then we got another email from the homie B Mac. Shout out to you, B Mac, okay, and the family.
B-Mac.
He said, "Quick nerd rebuttal." That's the title of this email. He says, "Hello, real quick, your location/privacy settings along with Siri determine the location of what you search online." L said when he went to the Best Buy site, the set store location wasn't where he actually was. That's due to the settings on his phone. Corey is correct. China, among others, do not have access to TikTok along with a long list of other apps. I learned from experience through gaming with foreigners, LOL. Mm-hmm. They can't legally use any Meta apps and more. Mm-hmm. VPNs are how everyone use whatever they want anywhere. Audi 5000. Yeah.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, get a VPN. That's what people were saying about TikTok when they were saying it was going down. Like, get a VPN. Mm-hmm. So,
see, I signed up for the gambling.
Oh, FanDuel.
FanDuel. Uh-huh. And we can't use it in South Carolina.
Yeah. It's some we can use. Some of them guys do be using, but.
I already put money in it.
Cause even my when I would get the Mega Million, like the jackpot app,
yeah,
can't use it down here.
Nah, it's one state I saw that it was a news article I saw where they were trying to. No, I'm sorry. We might be getting an app here, and they also no, that's North Carolina, but we so like you know you have to use cash to pay for the gambling stuff like the Mega Millions,
mm-hmm,
and all that.
Mm-hmm.
They're saying they're trying to get it the way you can use your debit card now.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because you can't play lotto with your debit card or none
of that.
Yeah,
so they're trying to get that here. But yeah, that app. So what you do with the app?
What?
The Mega Millions app.
Oh, it's gone.
What do you mean?
It's gone. I deleted it.
No, I'm saying what's it for?
Oh, it's just like if you can't get to the store.
Oh, you can buy the
tickets
on the app?
Yeah.
Has anyone ever won on the app?
Oh, for real?
Yeah, it's like getting a real ticket.
I wonder, has anybody ever won, though?
Yeah, they show winners.
Oh, people.
Like, when they read the numbers out, like, pick three, pick four, like.
But they'll say this person won on the app.
No, they never specify if
you won
on the app.
That's what I'm saying. I wonder if somebody won.
Because you can actually pick your numbers or quick pick.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. It's the same as going into the store. Gas station.
Okay.
Corner store, wherever you live.
Yep.
So why would my privacy settings be in Charlotte or something then? Like, why was yours being Charlotte?
I don't know. It's always been like that. Mm. Like, and Best Buy is the main one that I know because, like, say I'm going to see if a product is here, I always got to switch it.
Yeah.
Mm. And it, like I said, it could be just my IP address.
at your house
through Spectrum or something like that.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah. But yeah, thank you for that email being Mac and Nerdy.
Yep, yep, Nerdy.
Have you guys been keeping up with the early things of what your president has been doing?
Yeah.
So far.
Nah. What's new on the list now?
So one of the early things he did was pardon all of the January 6th people. So I want to say it was like 1,500 people that got pardoned. I saw
the people that stormed the Capitol.
Yeah, I know exactly. Oh. Who.
Yeah.
So wait, he pardoned all of them?
All mm-hmm. of them.
So okay,
go ahead. So what was you gonna say?
He sent them there. You know, tell everybody
exactly.
Oh man,
exactly.
If that's not pull, I don't know what is.
That is.
But they got lucky though, because if he didn't get, if he wasn't in office, he wouldn't. He wouldn't
yeah,
be able
yeah.
to pardon them.
Well, I mean,
would have been sitting.
Yeah, they would have been sitting. So. It was one podcast I listened to. It was last week, week before last. It was a guy. I want to say he was born. He was like Korean American and Chinese American, and eventually he started like going on, like getting a lot of his information from like YouTube and stuff like that, and all of these like far out websites, like conspiracy theorist type websites. And mm-hmm. he turned to be a Trump supporter. Wound up going to the Capitol, January 6th. He went, whatever. He turned himself in because he thought, you know, nothing gonna happen. And he got charged, and then he was supposed to get, he got jail time. So he went on the run.
Oh, wow.
So he was on the run. He was like, I feel like if Trump get elected, he said he's gonna pardon all of us or whatever, whatever. So he was on the run for the whole time. And this podcast came out before Trump actually did it. Mm-hmm. So he was like, I'm just hoping, you know what I'm saying?
Oh.
And so he stayed on the run, didn't get caught. He was moving from place to place, whatever, whatever. Didn't get caught. So now he good.
So wait, nah, he might still have to serve some time for evading the
nope.
law?
Cause,
oh, wow.
No, nope, because all of the people, because he pardoned all of them. So, like, it's basically getting taken off their
Yeah, but they didn't run. He gets a whole new charge just for running.
Who going to charge him?
I mean, I'm just saying.
The Democrats?
He got Trump on his side.
Yeah.
Yeah, he got lucky.
Yeah, he got lucky. He was smart, though. I mean, but everybody can't stay gone that long.
It's like on some of them good old boys, they be off the grid.
He Korean.
I'm saying some of them good old boys.
Yeah, some of them live off the grid, yeah. One of the guys, too, you remember the guy, I think they called him the something shaman or something. He was like one of the faces you saw with the January 6th. He had the horns and all
yeah,
of that.
Yeah, the horns, yeah.
He was one who got, like, I think one of the most times because he, you know what I'm saying, for whatever he did.
He was the most noticeable.
Yeah, he was the most noticeable. He got out, and he was like, now I'm about to go buy some guns. So.
Yeah. I'm not surprised at all.
Me either. So a lot of people were talking about, like, some of his executive orders and some of the things that it could affect. So here's some of them. He rescinded a lot of Biden's executive orders, and he canceled out 78 of them.
Dang. He went down the list like, delete.
Mm-hmm.
And most of them, according to the White House, they attacked DEI, climate change, and green energy, and COVID-19 assistance, which, that's interesting. A lot of people mad about the DEI stuff. Yeah, he signed an order to end diversity, equity, and inclusion programs, including federal departments and agencies. His order also details plans to compile a list targeting federal contractors and grantees with DEI programs. So, yep.
Mm.
We're not surprised.
No, we're not.
No. I don't think that's targeting us per se. I think it's more for the they them community, because you know he has a real thing against the LGBTQ community.
I think it's us too, though. I think it's both.
I think we might just be in the crossfire of that, because he feels really strongly, and he's never been silent about that.
I think that's just.
I don't know.
I don't know if he really cares about the
I don't think he cares about us that much to be like, nah, cancel that out. I think it's more them, and then, you know, black people just happen to be in the crossfire of that.
Maybe so. I never even thought about the LGBT, because people use, like, people think affirmative action and diversity and all of that only is for black people.
Yeah, that's why I was saying I think we're just in the crossfire.
But the people who benefit, y'all know who benefit the most from all of that type of stuff, though, right?
Who?
White women.
Oh, yeah.
So they gonna catch it the worst. One thing he also did was it's a hiring freeze on a lot of federal jobs. Some people already got laid off. But then a lot of people, I've been seeing stories of, like, people, like, that got maybe, like, jobs, like, at the VA or this place or that place. And it was one guy, he was a Trump supporter, and he was, like, he already had his house packed up. They were about to move, and then they got an email saying that his job has been rescinded because of the hiring freeze or whatever. So, dang. Yep. So, yeah, fuck you, nigga.
Oh.
He might have left in good terms.
It's still a hiring freeze. Where he gonna go? Back to his old job?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Might be
I doubt it. Like you said, recognizing only two genders. He officially directed all federal agencies to only recognize two genders, male and female, which are not changeable. it would be reflected on government documents like passports, visas, global entry cards, and federal personnel records. This also rescinded Biden's transgender rights efforts. He withdrew from WHO, the World Health Organization. He expressed his repeated frustration with the World Health Organization and disappointment with their handling of COVID-19. But it says that won't take effect until for another year. Calling for the end of birthright citizenship. So, you know, previously if somebody was just born in the U.S.,
yeah,
they were a citizen.
Yeah, I heard about that.
So I think that could affect way more than people just thinking it's like Mexicans or whatever.
Yeah, if your parents are immigrants, period, and here illegally.
Or just here, period. Yeah. What if they're here legally and they just here on a visa? You was born here. That just still won't mean.
Yeah, I mean, if that. Yeah, I wouldn't give citizenship to somebody who just happened to be vacationing here and they give birth. Like, no.
But if you, no, I'm saying if you here like on a work visa.
Yeah.
You here legally.
Yeah.
You get pregnant, your child is born, your child ain't American citizen. I don't think that's right.
Yeah, that's not right.
Or even if you vacationing, you say, well, we want to stay. Well, that's kind of.
Yeah,
that's too far. Too far.
Oh, what if, like,
it's like we're vacationing here for a month, and I'm giving birth. Like, no, can't get no citizenship.
Sound white to you?
No, it's not sounding white to me. It's just like, come on.
So where's the line stop?
If they actually live here or work here.
What if they was here illegally?
I mean, no. That's different.
No, I'm saying.
Because they don't grant everybody green cards, which I don't appreciate.
No, well, I'm saying, like, even if they don't get the green card, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And the child was born.
If the person is here after a certain amount of years, I feel like their child should be a citizen.
What if they was here for, like, maybe, like, 6 months, and then they had a child here?
That mean they plan to have their child here. You can't have a kid.
So you
want to
send the whole
No, I wouldn't send the whole family back.
So if they vacation then let them?
Nah, no.
Okay, slip
no.
And slow. Okay.
Vacationing, no. All
right. Okay.
You here for 2 weeks and you just happen to, that was the plan.
Yeah, okay, we'll see what side you on.
I'm not on. No, don't do that. Don't do that.
He restored the death penalty. I'm not for the death penalty. I'm sorry.
I'm for it.
Nah, that's too quick.
Yeah. I'm for it.
I need them to suffer.
Yeah, suffer in jail.
I need you to suffer.
Some of them don't suffer in jail.
Let me call some of the big homies.
Who on the death penalty don't suffer in jail?
Oh, you said you're for it?
Yeah, I'm for it. There's some people, they get in jail and they relax. They like it in jail.
Yeah, but those are
absolutely right.
But those are people who not on the death penalty.
I mean,
on death row.
How you know?
Cause all the niggas I know in jail are in jail for like regular shit. They not on death row. Death row get treated different.
Yeah, but guess what?
Because don't they live in a different block? And
yeah,
everything?
They be in a different block. They always in their cell. They can't come out. They don't do rec time.
I don't know about
that. I'm telling you, they 23-1.
I don't know. I know. I know with that, it would depend on the jail itself.
What, the 23-1?
Yeah.
Death row niggas get treated different.
You know,
I don't think so.
You know how they issue the death penalty? I think this is probably just the crazy part of my brain. Like, if y'all just going to issue them the death penalty, just let the family that's hurting torture them until they die. Slowly.
See, it's a part of the U.S. Constitution about cruel and unusual punishment.
It's but, not cruel and unusual if they going to die anyway.
But what if
a thousand cuts? You know
what if,
how many?
What if you were convicted of something, right? But it turns out you didn't do it, but you've been on cruel and unusual punishment. Family punishment for all these years, and you didn't even do it.
No, I mean, after torturing somebody, you could tell if they did it or not.
How?
Just give me some
the hollers.
Time. Nah, just give me. If I pull off your finger, you'd be like, "I didn't do it." I might be like, "Yo, he didn't. He didn't."
Yeah, right.
Nah,
he didn't.
But you know how many? You know, back in the day, they used to do the stoning him. Bring them to the square and hang them and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. You know how many people,
or even put them in them little that head and
the guillotine.
Guillotine. Yes, thank you.
Yeah, just imagine how many people that probably didn't do what they thought
exactly,
they did.
Exactly.
Ooh.
Exactly. She's a witch.
I mean, I think
let's burn her, and if she stays alive, she's a witch. But if she died, we was wrong. Everybody died, so ooh, we was wrong a lot. She got crystals around her neck.
I was gonna say the same thing.
Hey, this shit funny.
We would have got killed.
It was like maybe 3-4 years ago. Niggas was like, man, they trying to turn us into what's that show? That comes on Hulu, and it's like the wives, like the women. Oh God, what's the name of the show? I watched it too. Handmaid's Tale. They trying to turn us into the Handmaid's Tale. It might happen. It might happen. Because you think the Handmaid's Tale was like in the back, the olden days at first, but that really was like the future.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, I never watched.
Like the government. Something happened in the USA, and I don't know if it was like a civil war or something, but anyway, to where like the government just really went totally like super conservative. And it was wild, but you think stuff like that can happen, and you think like you can do whatever you want now and all of that, and the government only has so many rights and all of that, but no, people will fall in line and they will do whatever just to stay alive.
Yes, they would.
Because you think people think Nazi Germany was so long ago. Some of them people still living.
Yeah.
That went through it or was doing the stuff. And it could happen again.
I need people to educate themselves. I was in a shoe store.
Mm-hmm. What were you doing?
And getting shoes.
I'm glad you said that. Just like that, too, because that was a dumb question. Was you in the shoe store getting cookies? Nah, you know what I'm saying? Anyway, go ahead.
No, but his daughter worked in the shoe store. So.
Really?
Yeah, I'll be
what
visiting
shoe store?
Her.
You know.
Which one?
The one in the mall.
Shoe show in the mall.
Nah, shit works.
Okay. Working. All right. Don't say it. Yeah.
Yeah. Cause everybody gonna be like, so L, can you
I'm everybody.
Hook us up.
30. Just gonna be going to her. Hey, I'm L's friend.
30% off.
I
nah,
mean,
you gotta.
Nah, she getting commission.
She get commission.
Yeah.
I mean, still 30% off.
No.
I don't know.
I was. Yeah,
that's
I
why
was,
you come in here with all them fucking New Balances on.
Nah, they don't have the ones I got.
Oh.
That's where I be mad at her.
You can order.
Yeah, she can order, but I don't think she deals with, the higher end ones, the 9060s and
yeah.
stuff.
So anyway, you was in the shoe store.
Yeah, I was in the shoe store, and it was this mother with her two sons, and her sons were probably like between the ages of 11 to 13.
Mm-hmm.
And they're behind me, and I'm trying a pair of shoes on, and he's like, "What, Mom?" And I'm just like, why are you talking? He said, "You don't know who Anne Frank is?"
His mama don't know who.
Our, generation.
Oh, that's on her.
And she was like, "What do you mean?" He's like, "Anne Frank. Who's that?" And they were like, "She was in the Holocaust." Really? Yeah, The Diary of Anne Frank. Oh, I never read that book. And I said, she ain't go to class. Everybody was forced to read that damn book.
No, she went there. She had to have gone to class.
No, she was dead serious.
She just forgot.
No, she was serious.
Because you
she
do.
Was, she was like, no, I never heard that name. Who is that? And they're really trying to educate her.
The Diary of Anne Frank.
Middle school.
So that's what I'm saying is like, the age that you have to do The Diary of Anne Frank, you kind of like too young to skip school.
I get it. And she was just a dummy.
Maybe she just didn't pay attention.
But her sons, they were really sitting up there trying to explain to her the Holocaust and Anne Frank. And she was just
like,
did
she not know what the Holocaust was?
No.
Oh, that part.
I said, God damn.
She didn't know what it was?
Once she said that, I was like.
No, but you got to think about it.
She's like, can I have my shoes, please?
Some of these people in the area grew up in the woods.
No.
Not
around our age.
Not her. Not her. And she, because she was fly. And her sons was fly. Like, they was dressed.
Color gal?
Huh?
Little
yes.
Color gal? Oh, that's, there you go.
Oh.
It was so disappointing, man.
We should have just left it alone.
God,
we shouldn't have said no race. We should have just left it.
No, we need to.
No, it's a lot of.
Shout out to Trump and DEI. Get rid of the DEI. White power.
White is right.
Sounds about white. That's what they say. Sounds about white.
I can't wait for some of my coworkers to hear this episode and hear us yelling, "It's white power, and white is right."
Y'all yelling.
Yeah, no.
Oh my God, this nigga B Mac sent another email.
Let's go, drop it.
He says, "What it is, what it ain't." Yo, what's the word, show family? I won't say the yearly joke that Easy hates, you know, the Happy New Year. Yeah.
Haven't seen you since last year.
There you go. However, I'm glad to be here. In the new year, sending my favorite show an email. So, boom. Like, I had a lot of shit to talk about, but I forgot it. I just remember pieces. Like, Drake's a Karen, but that's always been him. I don't like this Jim and Cam beef. Of course you don't. He's a
diplomat.
Yeah, he a diplomat. Oh, yeah, he a diplomat.
Everybody was a diplomat at one time.
Not everybody. You was a diplomat?
I was too old.
Exactly. So everybody couldn't have been a diplomat.
I mean, everybody loved it though.
I did not.
I did.
Me and Cam.
It was cool.
Me and Cam got into a little argument.
In real life?
A little tiff in real life. Well, not. It wasn't an argument. I was a.
Was y'all rapping about?
Computers? I was a teenager. What was I, 19?
So he was like 40.
I was young. You remember when he went on that pink shirt spree?
You call him the F word?
No.
Oh.
I would never use that word.
Oh, okay. But it's Trump's America. You can say whatever you want. Nah.
Mm. Oh, we are?
No.
Not on this show.
I know trans people.
Not yet.
I know trans people. And
I do too.
Those are dear to me.
Trans people aren't the F words, though.
Anyway, like I was saying, I was in Harlem with my sisters
Uptown.
And friends, and he was in his limo.
Fat Sean hit the block door.
And
he
was looking for something. I can't remember where it was. It was, you know, around the popular areas in Harlem. Mm-hmm. And he was just like this outside the sunroof of the limo, and everybody was like, "What's he looking for?" And I was like, "A new shirt. Take that stupid pink shirt off."
You said that?
I did.
Oh. And what did he say?
And then they ended up stopping. And he was like, "What'd you say?"
He called you the B word?
No. I was a kid.
You still could have been called the B word. It's not a, I was like, a valid question.
He was like, "What'd you say?" I said, "You need a new shirt." And he started laughing. He was like, "I don't think that was real." He was like, "I don't think that's real supportive of you." And I was like, "I am supporting you. I think you need a new shirt because people... it's getting old."
Oh, this was like after, this was not the height of the pink shirt?
Yeah, it was like towards the end of the pink shirt. It was the summertime.
Yeah, but that, yeah, in the hood, the pink shirt was like, once you see a dirty pink shirt,
you're tired of it.
I was like, you need a new shirt. And they was like, yo, don't say that.
Don't say that to Killa.
And I was like, no.
Killa.
I was like, I care. Nobody else is going to tell you. You need a new shirt.
Then he climbed back in the limo and was like, pour my back.
Nah, he was doing stuff. Like, he was supposed to be in that area. I just happened to be in that area and said, you need a new shirt. But I was a kid. I was stupid and young. Now I'm just stupid.
But now he don't wear pink no more.
He don't wear pink no more. I wonder if he would remember that. Probably not.
A lot of niggas probably told him that he need another shirt.
He probably but he kind of petty.
He might remember.
He probably wouldn't remember my face.
Some of the best.
But
some of the best barbers where I'm at about to be snatched by ICE. Speaking of ICE.
Yo, he's wild.
My B-day got snowed in. So I was Lady and the Beast courtesing in my house. While my daughter was out on melatonin. Shout out to baby number two on the way.
Yep.
She be blocking very bad. I laughed at myself as I'm writing this and forgot the rest. God damn. Let me get out of here. LOL. He said, much love. Wake apnea. That was all over the place. But shout out to you and your wife having sex while y'all snowed in.
And while you were drugging your baby.
Gotta do what you gotta do. Yeah. Gotta get in where you fit in.
Yeah, I don't know if I could. God damn. What? Having to wait for the child to go to sleep.
Look, you're talking about, you never know what you are capable of.
I don't know, man.
I know what I'm capable of.
With that rack
and peanut butter skin.
I know what I'm capable of. Yo, fat ass. Capable of eating a whole Zaxby's bowl in one sitting. That's what you capable of, big man. What else this week? Before we get out of here, anything any other news we talked about? It's some all since. You know, this Trump stuff is going on. No more DEI federally. A lot of companies have come out and said that they're getting rid of their DEI initiatives, if you will. One of the biggest ones that people are upset about is Target. They said that with joining, some of the other chains like Walmart and a number of other prominent American brands and scaling back their diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives, they have come under attack from conservative activists. Let me say they got 2,000 stores and 400,000 employees. They say they already plan to end their racial program this year, but
my question is, why is this for? Just y'all just getting rid of it and y'all still going to, include everyone? It's like, oh, it's a new day. Let's throw this out the window because we're all equal. Bullshit. But it's like, is that their reason? You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's
like, why? What's the why?
So the...
That's because nobody's talking about that part. Like, oh, y'all getting rid of it because, like, are we just all seen as equal now? And then everybody's just going to get, if you're good for the job, you get hired.
Well, it's not about the jobs per se. It's about, like, placement in black-owned businesses in the stores, too. Mm-hmm. So this one lady, Kiera Fernandez, mm-hmm. says many years of data, insights, listening, and learning have been shaping the next chapter in their strategy. And as a retailer that serves millions of customers every day, we understand the importance of staying in step with the evolving external landscape now and in the future. Meaning, your country's going extra racist, so we can go extra racist too. Mm-hmm. That's how I read that. And the article says, there's no doubt the U.S. civil rights landscape has undergone a massive transformation in the 5 years since much of corporate America adopted DEI goals in response to the Black Lives Matter protests that followed George Floyd's death in Minneapolis. That is right. George Floyd happened in Minneapolis, and that's where Target is headquartered. So they would see more of the protests and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And it's closer to them, so they might have done a little extra for the civil rights type stuff. Mm-hmm. It says in 2020, they pledged to give $10 million to social justice initiatives and to rebuild areas of the Twin Cities damaged by the riots. At the time, Target leaders said they wanted to increase their black workforce by 20% over the next 3 years. So, I mean, if they did that, it ain't like those 20% of people you fired, that just might mean they ain't gonna hire no more.
Right.
Or they won't put it as a priority.
Stay tuned.
Yeah. A lot of people saying they ain't gonna go there. Other places that have gone against it, like I said, Walmart, McDonald's, Ford.
Yeah, everybody's like, oh, I have nowhere to shop now. Like, yo.
Calm down.
Relax.
Not calm down.
Harley Davidson, John Deere, and Lowe's.
You have no choice.
Yeah, some stuff you don't have a choice for.
Some stuff you really don't have a choice.
Yeah, I mean, like, Target. Some people go grocery shopping in Target. Mm-hmm. Go to Food Lion.
Yeah.
Go to Harris Teeter. You know what I'm saying? Like,
now, if you need, like, stationary stuff and, you know, things that those stores don't have, it's like,
go to Office Depot.
Or just go online somewhere.
Yep. There's some stuff you can.
But that whole, I ain't got nowhere to shop.
Yeah, yeah.
Shut up.
What's the lady in it? Tabitha Brown. She had just, because a lot of her stuff is in Target, like her clothes and her seasonings and all of that stuff is in there. And she just posted a, it was very black. Just her just making faces, eating some grapes or something. Just like, And everybody knew it was about Target, so. And I think she did another post where she was, like, talking, but just support black businesses, I guess.
That's it.
And you don't have to go to Target.
Get y'all websites up. Start pushing those so people can just buy online. Yep. And stop taking 20 years to send people their shit.
Sometimes it's.
No. It's a couple of companies that's real popular.
Like what? Name one.
You know what? I am going to name them.
Go ahead.
So you go natural?
Never heard of it.
YGN, that's what they're called.
Maybe they make it to order.
No. They make like turbans and stuff, head wraps and whatnot.
Oh.
And I ordered one, a swim cap from them. It took mine like 3 months to get here. And they were like, oh, yeah, it's back ordered. It was back ordered when I ordered it. And they was like, oh, it's going to take 4 weeks to get shipped out. Cool. I don't got a problem with that. I know. And then 8 weeks happen. Then I'm emailing like, what's going on? Yeah, they gotta do better. If it's gonna take that long, at least communicate. And a lot of black owned companies be doing that.
They don't have the infrastructure.
Just like, yo, I don't want to not
support,
but y'all make it hard.
You could have got it tomorrow if you went on Amazon. So the white man's ice is colder, I'm sorry.
I'm just saying
it tastes just as good as white pie.
Now I'm not saying you go natural stuff is bad. Their swim cap is ridiculously, I don't even have another word swimming? For it. It's amazing. Yes, I swim. Why? Because I'm black.
I don't know. I'm just asking. Do you go swimming?
Yeah, but I bought their swim cap because it keeps your hair completely dry.
And it's a turban.
It's like a wrap. It's like a head wrap type thing. But it's like the fact that it works makes me upset that y'all take this long to get y'all stuff out, which frustrates people.
Maybe they had to go and grow. Maybe they had to grow the cotton. They had to pick the cotton and then turn it into silk or whatever and then send it to you.
Are we done?
Where does it come from?
I just need them to do better.
Maybe
in the U.S.
You sure?
I'm positive.
Maybe it came from China. And they say it's U.S.
They were on Shark Tank.
Oh, really?
They got a deal.
Oh, they ain't got no excuse then. You should have sent something to Mark Cuban. Who was they?
I can't remember who actually. I think the black
probably
guy.
Probably Damon
the black
John.
Guy.
Exactly.
It,
that's why.
It was. Mm-hmm.
FUBU this.
The big black guy right
FUBU
there.
FUBU these nuts. So did y'all watch the inauguration?
No.
No.
Did you see clips?
That's just because I just didn't watch it. It wasn't that I didn't want to watch it.
Oh, so y'all didn't see.
I was busy.
Y'all didn't see Elon Musk doing Heil Hitler?
I heard about that.
All right. Throwing it right up in your face.
Speaking
of Holocaust.
Right. That's
I bet that lady would have seen that and was like, well, he did. She just was like, what's up?
Yeah, he was saluting him.
It was just salute, yeah. And people was trying to, like, he just said, he's autistic, and he just said, I'm throwing my heart to you.
He's autistic? Oh, okay.
I mean, it would explain he is
smart,
very smart.
Who says he's smart? Is he smart?
I don't know. They act like he's Iron Man.
I read somewhere like he really don't be coming up with stuff.
I don't know enough about Elon Musk. Like,
I know he's from South Africa.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know enough about him to say
so he's
smart
Iron
or
Man.
He's not.
Why? He is Iron Man.
Why? That's what they call him.
Okay.
Why you say he Iron Man?
I mean, same thing. You know.
What?
The father. Stop. You know.
I want to get to what you're saying because I don't want. Yeah.
They say that he's like an Iron Man type of guy.
Mm-hmm.
Not the Iron Man itself, but the character.
Yeah, like he came from a lineage of a smart guy. Like his father's smart. Worked with the government, and now Elon Musk is trying to figure things out and help the world, and he's very smart.
He's trying to help his damn self.
That's what Tony was doing at first.
Well, so Iron Man daddy was smart and came up with shit and worked for the government.
Yeah.
What you call it, daddy?
I don't know what.
Was from South Africa and had like a diamond mine.
He had a lot of
some
money.
Some shit. Yeah. He had money. Yeah. Stolen from Africa.
Yeah.
And we was in there probably picking it.
Of course.
But I'm just saying, like,
it was a mineral mine, a gemstone. I don't think it was diamonds, but it was some kind of mines dad owned or whatever.
That's still anyway. A lot of money.
Yeah. So I ain't gonna call this goofy ass nigga no damn Iron Man. Fuck that shit.
I don't know enough about either Elon one of Musk them. To say anything really.
I did read that he didn't come up with Tesla. He just bought the company.
Yeah, I heard he didn't come up with
and took over or whatever. So, but I know what car I'm not buying.
This girl, she was on TikTok crying about her Tesla, because she was like, I didn't even drive far and it's dead, and I always have to re-up on energy. It's just it costs so much money. Like, she was bawling. Like, it was the worst thing she could have done was buy that Tesla.
Sell it to a white person now. They might like it.
She was white.
She was white?
Mm-hmm.
Did she record it herself or somebody was recording her?
No, she was in her car crying.
It going viral.
Yeah. So nobody really said anything about I haven't seen any too much negative stuff about Elon doing that hand gesture. I did say the Anti-Defamation League.
Nobody's saying anything. I was on online social media. Nobody's really saying anything, but a lot of people are just like, huh, you saw that?
Well,
you saw it?
I mean, mm-hmm. like the
you mean the news?
News or
yeah, they're not gonna say nothing.
Jewish people?
If that's what, yeah,
I ain't seen too much of anything. You know what I'm saying? So
The video I saw, it wasn't a full motion video. It was like some kind of glitch on the video. When I saw it, I wasn't sure if it was like, if he did that all in one motion.
Yeah, I just saw a picture of him like,
yeah. You know. Yeah, I saw it. He was like,
yeah.
He threw that motherfucker up hard too.
Oh.
Yeah, his hair shifted how hard he threw it up.
Yikes.
You know, black people have locks, white people have tresses. His tresses shifted a bit. Yeah. Let's see, anything else happened this week of note? It ain't really nothing else that happened this week. Y'all got anything else that happened this week that was interesting?
Nope.
I guess because everybody was locked up in the house with the snow and the ice.
Across the east, southern states and stuff. It snowed in Florida.
It snowed in Louisiana.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Snow every now and then.
Yeah, every now and then.
I don't mind the cold.
Nope. I'd rather the cold.
Me too.
I'm for spring and fall.
Spring and fall.
Summer and winter can both kiss my entire ass.
I don't like summer.
Kiss my ass.
It ain't nothing in summer. There ain't no football. There ain't no basketball in summer. Nothing.
I can tolerate a summer down here more than New York, though.
Why?
Because New York is straight humidity.
It ain't humidity down here?
It's more dry. Like, you walk. From my neighborhood, if you leave my building and walk to the corner, your back is soaked immediately. soaked.
I thought it'd be more humid in the south.
It's more dry here. It's less humid here. Trust me when I say it. Like, I don't even want to talk about it.
So yeah, I hope you guys ate a lot of soup this week.
Because it was cold?
Yeah. Niggas eat soup in the cold.
Chili and soup.
Nah, I mean hot chocolate.
Hot chocolate.
Okay.
I mean, do you do like a special hot chocolate or something?
I mean, if I have my vegan marshmallows.
Vegan marshmallows?
Oh yes, marshmallows have pork in it. Gelatin.
Yeah, we know.
Don't eat it.
So marshmallows got pork in it?
What about the gummy bears you be eating?
I do not eat gummy bears. You know you full of shit.
Ooh, she cursed.
What about jelly beans?
When do I eat jelly beans?
What about Crest?
You're ridiculous. No.
Crest got pork in
it? No, I use Hello.
What about Whole?
Or Tom's.
Okay.
Crest got pork?
Yeah.
See how he be, you coming for me today.
I'm off Hostess cakes.
I'm off my dean.
I don't eat no damn Hostess cakes.
I've been off my dean all this time.
Yeah, man. It's in a lot of
stuff. I use Crest.
It's in a lot. It's in a lot. You don't care. Hey, you don't care.
I'm a Porky Pig, nigga.
Let me get a pork chop sandwich.
Leave. That's all, folks. It's all the show.
You like, what? It's pork in here. I'm looking at you. I don't care.
Then I eat pork bread. I don't give a fuck. Like, I get a whole pork sandwich. Ham.
A pork sandwich. Let me get a pork chop sandwich to take the bread off.
Let me get a pork chop sandwich with bacon in the middle. The bread will be two pieces of pork. They made that at KLC had that one time.
Get out of here.
It was a chicken sandwich.
Oh, yeah.
With the bread was chicken. Like chicken patties.
Yeah.
I forgot what they call it.
If that ain't a clogged artery sandwich.
They called it the Jason Whitlock or some shit. I don't know.
What?
You know who Jason Whitlock is?
You know
Jason?
Did you see
I'm going to have to do my homework.
I don't know what I'm capable of.
Oh, that guy. Hey, I'm telling you, y'all know his lines word for word.
He only got one memorable line.
Yeah.
The peanut butter skin.
I know what I'm capable of. With that big rack.
Do you watch ESPN, right?
No.
It was a gosh.
Jesus Christ.
Who is this guy?
That was the longest sigh ever.
No. It was this guy.
You gotta wake up, man, nigga.
What's his name? It's gone out of my head.
Not Stephen A.
No, it's a younger guy. He was dressed so foolishly.
Oh, probably Ryan Clark.
No.
It's not Ryan Clark?
No.
It's not Cam Newton?
Cam Newton.
Oh, you the... Oh, Cam? That's not... With that hat and them glasses?
Yeah, that's nothing.
Did you see...
That nigga look like...
I said, if this black man don't look foolish...
Yeah, Cam... You know
and
Cam?
They just let... Oh, why y'all let him on camera like that?
What you gonna tell somebody who dressed like that on purpose?
No. If it's my network, you can't wear that. Take that off.
That's what he's known for. He's the one that started the hat frenzy.
No, it was ridiculous this time.
What? When did you see that?
A few days ago.
Did he have the glasses on?
Yes.
With the chains?
Yes.
Yeah, man. He have on
no,
them.
No, it was ridiculous.
He have on them hats what niggas wear when they ride horses. And then they have a symbol on it. But then he got it sticking on. You know,
he got his dreads coming out of it.
Yeah, he got them locks and them wicks.
Yeah.
And then he have these glasses. That's Grandma Cat Lens glasses. But then he have a chain that come from him that go around his neck.
Oh, the grandma joint.
Yeah, like the librarians. Like,
no,
yeah.
it was really stupid.
I told my niggas, it was like Thursday. I was like, man, y'all turn the ESPN, look at First Take. Cam Newton looked like, I don't know. I'm going to tell you, the crazier somebody dresses, the more I don't have shit to say to them. Because if they think that's normal, their reactions won't be normal. Like, that nigga dressed fool as hell. And then he had on a collar shirt with a silver bow tie.
But the collar was
flipped up. And then he had on like a...
secondhand embarrassment. You know that, like, that's my cousin or something.
You know that pullover you wear, like, and it got the half zip?
Yeah, yeah.
He had one of those on, but it was like more dressy. He had one of those on top of it, zipped down with the and then his collar. His
you know when you see a black up. Person making a fool of himself and you get embarrassed, like, oh my god, now they're gonna lump us together. Like that was like that was that moment. Like,
but see, he be on the show with more well dressed people, so I don't get embarrassed by him. I think he just looks like a fool.
I get embarrassed.
Did he look like he came from Bridgerton?
No.
At that show?
He yeah. looked like he looked like he came from multiple centuries.
Yeah, yeah. He looked like he came
it
from
It wasn't just one.
He like he came from Bridgerton in the 1800s, the 1900s, and the early 2000s all mixed in.
He was really lost. Yeah. His outfit looked like he wandered.
He looked like a time traveler.
Like, yeah. Like, oh, let me take that back with me. Oh, let me take this back with me.
He looked like a time traveling stylist.
I ain't have nobody to talk to about it. I'm like, what is this foolery?
I'm
here?
Surprised you didn't know who Cam Newton was.
No, I couldn't remember
his
name.
Oh, you can remember his name. Oh, okay.
But I was just like, because none of my girls, they don't watch that. So I'm just like,
you ain't had nothing to watch.
And my brothers don't watch it either anymore. So I was really just like, dang.
Oh, yeah, I saw.
I got to suffer alone.
I think he's only on there a few days of the week. Not like every day, so.
And I just happened to catch that outfit on that day.
Yeah, that nigga was
that was very foolish, L. You would have been like, turn this off. Because you would have been so offended.
No, I'm not shocked because he wears crazy stuff like that. Like,
oh, my God.
All of them athletes, they try to, like, out-crazy each other. I watched a TikTok yesterday, and they basically were showing basketball players walking. It might have been football players. Walking, you know, through the locker room, you know, getting off the bus. And every one of them looked like a space.
Yeah, it was at one point when Westbrook and Durant was wearing their little weird-looking blazers and outfits and stuff. And I was just like, what are y'all black men doing?
Yeah, them boys wearing some weird shit.
They all it's look like, crazy.
Y'all don't look good. And I don't know who's telling y'all. Y'all do. Y'all look crazy.
They stylish.
Everything no, unisex, too. Everything.
They stylish.
Everything your stylists need to be fired. I said it.
I mean, they don't want to come dressed looking
regular. I have a good stylist that I can recommend to somebody.
I got one too.
She's a beast.
She in New York?
Yep. But she travel.
Oh, she travel?
Yep.
She a stylist.
She's a beast.
That's her
No, that's not even her thing. She's into politics.
Oh, really?
Yep. She used to style. And like, if somebody need help, she'd be like, alright.
Oh, there was a school shooting. I forgot about that. Y'all ain't heard about that, did it?
No. Is that why that This guy went on a rant on the news.
It must have happened when we was out of school.
It was either Monday or Tuesday or something like that. Mm. Well, it had to be Tuesday or something like that. But I think it happened in like Nashville.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Unbelievable.
But that's not news anymore. School shootings. Trump's America, baby. We don't care about the kids. I guess before we get out of here.
I did fraud today.
Hey.
I did a good job today.
Okay.
Cause these blessings come from God. Cause I'm committing fraud. I did fraud today.
Hey.
I did a good job today.
Okay.
I did fraud today.
Hey.
I did fraud today.
Hey.
I did fraud today.
Okay.
I did a good job today.
Hey.
Cause these blessings come from God. Cause I'm committing fraud. I did fraud today.
Hey.
I did a good job today. Okay.
This scam of the week is more of a catfish scam. This happened to a French woman. She was duped out of $850,000 by a scammer posing as an AI-generated Brad Pitt in the hospital. I'm going to read the article, y'all, so, okay, this isn't my joke. This was a real Inglorious Bastard. A romance scammer who pretended to be an ailing Brad Pitt suckered a French woman out of $850,000. By using AI-generated hospital selfies of the Fight Club hunk to tug at her heartstrings. The victim, 53-year-old interior designer named Anne, told the French TV show 7 to 8 on Sunday that someone pretending to be the actor's mom, Jane Etta Pitt, got in touch with her first. She told me that her son needed someone like me. Says, we're talking about Brad Pitt here. I was stunned. At first, I thought it was fake, but I didn't really understand what was happening to me. She said the messages kept coming over the next 18 months with Anne's fake lover sending poems, declarations of love, and eventually a marriage proposal. There are a few men who write to you like that. I love that man I was talking to. He knew how to talk to women, and it was very well put together. Damn, I could have got some bread out of Ann. At the time, Ann was divorcing her millionaire entrepreneur husband, a man nearly two decades her senior. Mmm. So Ann was dating her husband was 70-something. Meanwhile, the scammer running the AI bot claimed he'd send her expensive purses, but noted she'd have to pay the customs fee. That, of course, started at about $9,200. The request continued, and eventually the faux pit told her he had a kidney cancer and needed cash for hospital treatment, since Pitt's real life ex Angelina Jolie had allegedly frozen all his bank accounts. Forged photos of Pitt in a hospital room, and an email from a doctor followed saying the Mr. and Mrs. Smith actor was on his deathbed. So Ann sent boatloads of money to a Turkish account. Her daughter told her she was being conned, but Ann refused to believe it. You'll see when he's here in person, then you'll say sorry. She only realized she was being scammed over the summer when Pitt was seen with current boo Inez de Ramon. It's unclear if the scammer was ever caught. She shared her story to the French station TF1, but the network later pulled the interview because she was being cyberbullied. She has also been hospitalized for severe depression. I asked myself why they chose me to do such harm like this. I've never harmed anyone. These people deserve hell. So, I never thought of AI being used to hurt somebody like that.
What?
It's so many ways. Yes.
They do
that
now.
In Photoshop.
When they call you.
She's a fucking idiot.
They're recording your voice. Some of them record your voice too.
Yeah, yeah. But I'm saying like the video and being scammed. Like somebody tried to get me. They tried to get a lot of people in the area with the homie Tank. They got his Facebook account. So what they did was they screen recorded a real video of him, and then they used that screen recorded video on another device, right? So they would call you on Facebook Messenger. You answer the phone. You can see him moving. And you saying hello, hello, hello. And then the phone would go off. He'd be like, man, I don't know what's wrong with my phone. But you know what I'm saying? I'm in the bind. Can you send me some money? Now, you just saw him on FaceTime, so you really think it's him.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, so they almost got me. I was like, word, what's your Cash App or whatever, whatever. So he sent me the Cash. So they sent me the Cash App. I searched the Cash App and it was a woman. So I called up Phenom. I was like, yo. He was like, no. Tank. I called him. He was like, the way he answered the phone was, that ain't Tank, bro. So I figured that. But they had done got like 7 or 8 people out of like a few hundred dollars.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, yeah. Cause they were just so quick. Oh shit, he need help. I'm gonna send him some money. You know what I'm saying? They did the little thing, didn't check the Cash App or nothing like that or whatever. So but they have a video, and now you like, you can like tell the AI to like actually move and mm-hmm. do videos and all of that. So
she's an idiot.
She wow. is. Her daughter even told her this is a scam.
You'll see. Wait till he's here.
My thing is, you think Brad Pitt is going to be on his deathbed and the world don't know about it? Like, you don't hear it circulating.
Jamie Foxx.
Nowhere. People, everybody knew something. It was out there, like, oh, something going on with Jamie. It was talked about.
Undisclosed illness.
But you telling me. And then Brad Pitt is he's a white man. Uh-huh. And more people care. That's what I'm gonna say. Him and Jamie Foxx are different levels of celebrityism. Jamie Foxx.
That's a good question though. How far is Jamie Foxx from Brad Pitt, celebrity-wise?
Hey, I don't know.
I wouldn't say it's far.
I'm saying they on different levels, like Brad Pitt. But Jamie Foxx pretty close now, ain't it?
No. I'm not saying you're not.
I'm just posing the whole other thing.
Yeah.
But anyway, go ahead.
Because, you know, like, Brad, you know, he's Brad Pitt. So it's like, you think not one white person is talking about, oh my God, he's old in his deathbed. Or he's sick in some kind of way. Like, it's not circulating. Because when Jamie Foxx, when he got sick, like it was a whole lot of rumors, like, oh, he passed out, or this happened, that mm-hmm. happened. They had a stand-in in the movie that he was filming.
Undisclosed illness.
Like, there's nothing about Brad. And then Angelina froze his accounts.
They were going through a divorce.
She don't got all that power to freeze that man's account. He got his own money.
Yeah.
She's an idiot.
Yeah, don't be an idiot, y'all. Don't fall for these. And these, now it's Trump's America, so I can be as xenophobic as I want to be.
Uh-oh.
These Indians call you hang up. Hello, my name is Matthew.
My name is Jonathan.
They be having the most regular ass white names.
Oh no. One of them, he told me, he was like, oh, I'm Mike. I Mike. Said Mike. From where?
Not Michael, but Mike.
Mike, I am from right.
Texas. I am from Texas.
I had a Mike. I had a Jason.
Oh yeah, they go through the names.
I huh? said, oh. I said, where? What?
Yeah, Mike. I be cussing them motherfuckers out.
I'll talk for a minute and then my operator voice come on. Sorry, this call has been dropped. Mm-hmm. Please leave a message.
So yeah, that's it for our scammer. Don't get scammed, y'all.
She's an idiot.
Anytime somebody say you got to pay the customs fee, and they send you a gift,
and he didn't even get caught. Like, that's the thing. He's still out good.
There. He's still out there.
They still out there.
And he's gonna get another idiot.
Yeah, it's a group.
Yeah, he has a group. Because he had a doctor, he had a mother.
And they probably speak different languages.
It's going through a call center, probably. Hey, Jack, I got, you know, what? Taj, I got one.
Aziz, I got one.
Who are we today? No, Brad Pitt.
It could be Americans, like the beekeeper. Well, Pitt? That's something good they did on the beekeeper.
Yeah, because you know, do be Americans. Americans be scamming.
It do, but like over there, they do have call centers where all they do is call exactly. and scam. Mm-hmm. Y'all ever seen the one with the roaches?
Oh, I've seen a lot of them. I sat with there the watching.
So it was a video of some guys. They scammed the wrong person. The person was one of these like big time prank guys or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So they found out where the call was coming from.
Mm-hmm.
And so they found out that, and it was like, well, it was some place in India.
And he hacked their cameras?
Yeah, they hacked the cameras. Then they started sending stuff there. Like, they sent roaches.
They sent a stink bomb. Yeah.
Yeah,
they got the wrong one.
Then eventually they sent somebody there to work in the place. Mm-hmm. They did a whole bunch.
They infiltrated the system.
Yeah. And it was like, well, they finally got that building shut down. But it was like 20-something other ones just, like, in the area doing the same thing. Like, that's all they do all day is call mm-hmm. America yep. and stuff. So, So continue to cuss those people out and hang up on them. And
yeah.
But it's America's fault, though, for sending all them jobs. It was over 20 years ago. I was working for a mortgage company, and we worked in collections. And they sent our department to Jacksonville, and then they sent our department to India. But, yeah, that's it.
It's a smart guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah, but I don't got any more today, y'all. Thank y'all for listening. Y'all got any more before we get out of here?
Nah.
Let everybody know where they can find you, L.
You can find me on Facebook at E.L. Murphy. L. Murphy.
Corey.
Find me on some social media platforms. Coreyson.
Some. What you on Red Note?
Coreyson.
Okay. You can find me on social media at Preacher_BP. You can find the show on Instagram at DJ Blaze Show. We're going to be posting more videos from time to time, y'all, so you can see our faces and see our reactions and things of that nature. Well, thank y'all for listening. It's your boy B. Oh, what are we talking about Wednesday on Wednesday?
Oh, yeah. Wednesday's episode is going to be top five comedians.
Comedians.
Is it stand-up comics, right?
Stand-ups, yeah.
Yeah, stand-ups. I'm glad.
Yeah. Not just
comedians. Yeah. There's so many.
Stand-up comedians.
So check us out Wednesday where we talk about comedians. I went down the list to see if we had done that one before. I thought we did, but we didn't. So,
oh yeah, didn't.
I didn't find it.
Okay.
I went back to 2022. But yeah, so it should be a good one.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. At any rate, it's your boy Be Easy.
It's your girl Corey.
It's your boy L.
And we out.
Let those who have ears listen. Well, if you ask, this is the DJ Blaze Show.